And now you'll get to meet Czech animator Michaela Pavlatova. She's profiled by reporter Jarka Halková in this edition of Czechs Today.
The person in the limelight in this week's Czechs Today is Michaela Pavlatová, an animation film director.
Hello, this could be me, Michaela, and this is Prague, the city where I live. Prague is big and small at the same time. It's crowded and empty at the same time.
This is Michaela herself in her three-minute movie, This Could Be Me, produced for the BBC in 1993.
And this is my studio, my secret place. Nobody can find me here. Nobody disturbs me.
Her films have received numerous awards at international festivals, including an Oscar nomination for Words, Words, Words.
The most success I've got the film Words, 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 which was finished 1991. And in 93, it was nominated for an Oscar. And until then, it won all prizes in all festivals I could imagine. And then when it was over, then came this Oscar nomination, which was unbelievable. But then was also film Repete. It have got also many awards. So I'm not complaining.
The top spot in my personal chart goes to Michaela's movie Forever and Ever. The 15-minute long picture combines animation with documentary techniques and with black irony shows scenes from the life of a long married couple.
First, I'm very happy that you like that film because I like it also very much, and also from the reason that the film wasn't appreciated as much or didn't get as much attention. It also wasn't taken to all festivals I would wish. I have heard many times, yes, it's nice, but it's so sad. And yes, that's a mistake of the film. What I wanted was to show possibilities of being married. You can be happily married, or there can be also some problems. Very often you see around you that people are not happy in their marriages. If you compare it to the percentage of happy marriages and divorces, and if you would compare it to the percentage of car crashes, if you would see that there is so high percentage that your car will be crashed, then you probably wouldn't sit there. But in the marriages, you think, it's not about me.
The latest movie, The Carnival of Animals, took 2 years to make. It is a musical, erotic, animated fantasy, says Michaela.
For a long time, I wanted to make some movie with erotics. But it's very tricky theme. I didn't know how to find the way how to do it, because there is a very narrow line between what is erotical and what is already vulgar. And I see it on my parents, because my parents, they just cannot swallow this film. And I know how much they would love to like it, because they love me, they like very much everything I do. But they just cannot cross their shadow, or how to call it. They are older generation. They don't like it.
Some scenes that are a bit tricky are just so near the line that I was a bit surprised. Although I like it, I'm younger than your parents.
This line is different with everyone, with everybody. I think if this movie would be done by men, that it would be much more daring and more direct. And this is just a line, this is just my line, which I think that it's not vulgar. There are some elements which may remind naked parts of men's and women's bodies, but they are just drawings. They are not real things.
Says Michaela about The Carnival of Animals.
I'm very curious how it will work on the festivals, because I think that mostly people will want to watch it, but I don't think that it will get many awards. Maybe somewhere it may get some audience award, but it also depends on the people in the audience. And it will not be nominated for an Oscar because it's not sexually correct.
It seems very sarcastic and ironic more than anything else. It didn't give me impression that, look, it's beautiful. It's just like you making fun of us being obsessed with sex, or maybe this world being obsessed with sex.
Yes, you are right. There are no nice scenes about nice men and nice women being in nice love and hugging each other and kissing nicely each other. Because it is not interesting for me. Because what is interesting is conflict. You have to exaggerate everything. You have to be a little bit more direct. How you can exaggerate when something is just nice? You can make it even nicer, and then it's like sugary. I like sarcasm. I like being ironical. It's for me more interesting.
Do you think you will ever get bored or tired of drawing, of animating, and you will say, that's enough?
I'm often getting bored with animation, and then I do something else, then I do illustrations, or then I make some live action, or I make some small book for children or some stories. And always when I finish the work, like writing, then I want to draw. When I finish the drawing, then I want to be with the real people, with actors. So it's like chain of different occupations. Now I'm making illustrations for Albatros Publishing. It will be for the book from Astrid Lindgren, her early stories. It's such nice change. I just sit and make drawings, and I can listen to the radio.
Michaela smiles warmly and looks hand. A few minutes ago, she turned down an offer to go to festival in Melbourne. I have also rejected an offer to teach at Harvard again. I want to stay here in Prague with my family, she explains. It is obvious how much she likes her world.
It sounds stupid, but I don't want to work for the rich companies. Because when you work for the rich companies, you are working on the product. As far, I am so happy that I can do what I want. I can do what I write for myself. That freedom of choice, that freedom that I am doing something which I have chosen, is such a luxury that until I can have it, then I'm having it.
Michaela animates stories she writes herself, grateful for every good idea. She is nowadays considered one of the top animators worldwide.
I like to watch people. I like to observe their faces, to create the stories hidden behind the words.
Born in Prague in 1961, she graduated from the Academy of Arts, Architecture and Design in Prague in 1987, at the time when the communist regime still supported young graduates.
I was really happy because I was finishing the school at the right moment. There was still a state studio which have got the budget from state. They have got money and they had to produce certain number of films, animation movies and short movies every year. So I have done 3 animated shorts on the beginning, which was like some presentation where I can show that I'm able to do something. If I would be at the same situation like the students which are finishing the schools now, I don't know if I would have enough strong will to continue, because there is so much work and you don't have money for it and you don't see the place where it would be shown.
Animated movies don't attract as much attention as live movies. There are no actors to be interviewed and animators are not interested in publicity. They live their own lives away from the crowd.
World of animation is not as competitive as live action films because they are not so big money in it. Probably it's different from the world of animation features because it's a business. But animation shorts, it's just something which no one needs and the mankind could survive without it. And we are like a crazy people who are damaging our eyes and vision with animating, but somehow we like doing it.
So this is my world. And this